mentally ill people in the world that need help. You just hope that they seek out help. N4TAT. That's him right there, Brian Crowe, using a falsetto voice, huh? Everybody call sign right there.
That is not Brian Crowe, Don.
That's his voice. That's his voice. I didn't say that was his transmitter necessarily, but that's Brian Crowe's voice trying to sound like me, which he oftentimes does on a daily basis. But it's okay. But yeah, I don't want to talk to you. I mean, I'll see you later, man. You've got some real problems, actually. It is unfortunate. But anyway, have a nice day. Don't ever call me again. I don't know why you've done that two or three times out here over the last month or so. And, you know, anyway, I'm not going to make an issue out of it, but sometimes it's best just to, you know, kind of benign neglect, you know, not make an issue out of it. So that's what I'm going to do, but don't ever call me again. You know, just don't ever call me on AM radio again. And for you're a big problem. You're one of the problems when you were down there jamming K1MAN. You were down there. See, the same group that's jamming here now was jamming K1MAN and snickering and laughing. You would listen to the 20-meter band, and there was nobody in the afternoon. There would be nobody on the band. And they would, about 5 minutes before Glenn would come on the air, you guys would start jamming him. You would meet up in a consorted, in a conspiracy, I would call it. Right before Glenn would start his bulletin service, you guys would jam up. And he did publish a schedule. And the band is just free in the afternoon. And you guys would jam the holy hell out of him every day and laugh about it. Now they're doing it here. Now they've moved from 275 to here, jamming every day. So I don't, and you're part of it. You're part of it, actually. You're an enabler, is what you are, an enabler. N4TAT. Don't ever call me again. I don't like you guys that are enabling these jammers. N4TAT.